Congratulations to the Humboldt High School Class of 2026. This Humboldt High School commencement and graduation ceremony is brought to you by these Humboldt businesses right here on KHBT 977 The Bolt, Abe and Smarty Current Agency, Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, Johns Napa Auto Parts, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, Humboldt Mutual Insurance, Hogs Slat, Corn Belt Power Cooperative, John's Ag Service, High Capacity, Jergens Body and Alignment, Chantland MHS, North Central Title Company, Floral Creations, Wally's Ironworks, Farmers Co-op in Audison, Fairway, Ag Parts, and KHBT. And now we go live to the Humboldt High School commencement and graduation ceremony.
Good afternoon, parents, relatives, friends, and educators. Welcome to our commencement for the Humboldt High School Class of 2026. This is a grand occasion for our graduates and their families. We are delighted that you are here to celebrate with us. Please rise.
Thank you.
Please remain standing as our flag bearers, Joseph Frieders and Joe Cohen, present our state and national flags. Continue to remain standing as our national anthem is played. Seated. It is my honor to introduce Joel Thurm, our 2026 Senior Class President, to begin today's ceremony.
Good afternoon and welcome to the graduation commencement. Thank you for coming. My name is Joel Thurm, and like you said, I am the president of the class of 2026. Those joining me on stage today are the school board president, Mr. Tate Saturn, superintendent, Mr. Jim Murray, activities director, Mr. Ryan O'Hearn, the class of 2027 president, Mr. Griffin Grote, and principal, Mr. Travis Spray. Today marks a momentous point in our lives, graduation. Congratulations, we finally made it. To some of you, you're thrilled, ready to leave school without ever looking back. But if you're like me, you're not quite ready yet. Though I'm excited for what the future has in store, I'm sad to leave Humboldt, my friends, and the comfort and security that come with being in high school. Regardless of what boat you're on today, I can confidently say that something good came out of our high school experience for each and every one of us. And for that, there are many people to thank. First, I'll start at the top. Thank you to the administrators and board members who joined me on stage today, and I suppose Ms. Goodenough too, for making the important decisions that establish how our school can function. Thank you to our teachers and coaches who have poured hours into our lives, not just teaching us a curriculum or activity, but investing in us while taking time to get to know each of us. Thank you to the lunch ladies, custodians, and paras who ensure that our school is the best place it can be. Thank you to our parents and family who have supported us along each step of the way, cheering for us at concerts and games, making sure we're at the right place at the right time, and just raising us in general. Finally, I would like to thank you, the class of 2026, for making school enjoyable. High school would not be any fun if you weren't sitting by your best friends in class every day. As class president, I have been in charge of leading my grade and representing them by communicating with the administration, making decisions, and organizing events and fundraisers. Next year, this responsibility will fall into the hands of Griffin Grote, the next senior class president. Griffin, as I pass this mantle of leadership over to you, I want you to know that the most important job of being president is to interact with your grade. Take time to talk to everyone and make it a point to get to know everyone. Next year, I'm confident that you will lead your grade with integrity while making each individual in your grade feel valued and known. The classes represented on this mantle show the legacy and impact each grade has had on our school. Griffin, it's now your time to make your mark on Humboldt High School. Congratulations and good luck. The mantle is yours.
Thank you, Joel. It will be hard to fill the big shoes you have set as student body president. Receiving this mantle means more than just being named president. It represents something more. As we step into the next 2026-2027 school year, the roles will be played with be super different, but traditions will stay alive. The legacy and leadership of this class is one for the books, and I, along with the rest of this class, will step up and try to fulfill the duties set to near perfection by this class. Class of 2027. Next year, this will be us, walking across this very stage and entering a new chapter of our lives. Let this class before us lead by example to show us how to be successful. To everybody sitting in the seats before me, congratulations. You've made it through the highs and lows of senior year, which we all know what the lows of this year were. The disciplined leadership displayed by each and every one of these students, whether it was on the court and field, in the auditorium, or leading the band by playing an instrument, all of you have displayed what it's like to be a Wildcat, and I hope that all of you go out and continue to display your Wildcat expertise. Continuing after this, let's all celebrate the monumental accomplishment of the graduation of all these students. Enjoy this time and reflect on all the good and bad moments that Humble High School has given to each of you. Everyone in this room is in a position to do something special, so it is up to you to show the world what you have. One very special man in my life has told me, and I know he's told a lot of you guys this, but it's, you have a purpose, find it. So as graduates of HHS, it is your job to find your purpose in life, and may God help all of you light the way to your future. To the class of 2026, thank you for saving the city. Go Cats.
At this time, I would like to recognize one senior for their service to our community. Many of our Humboldt High School students perform community service. Students must earn at least 200 community service hours to earn a silver cord at graduation. Their names are added to a plaque in the cafeteria. Emmeline Frieders, please stand and be recognized. Emmy completed. Emmy completed 205 hours of service. Thank you for donating your time in support of others. Through their academic perseverance, numerous seniors have earned at least 30 credits through Iowa Central Community College. They are noted in your program and don a blue cord at the ceremony. Five students obtained at least 60 credits through Iowa Central Community College to earn their associate's degree. Spencer Coleman, Grace Dickey, Caden Edge, Jack Guy, and Zane McIntyre. Would you five seniors please stand and be recognized as graduates of Iowa Central Community College? Since learning is our primary purpose at Humboldt High School, it is important for the community to acknowledge those who have demonstrated high levels of learning. 33 students have earned a grade point average of 3.0 to 3.499 during their 4 years at Humboldt High School. A select group have finished their high school career with a grade point average above 3.5. It is those students I would like to individually recognize for their hard work and dedication to academic excellence. When your name is called, please stand and remain standing. We ask that all please hold their applause until all of our students have been recognized. Abigail Armitage, Graham Bakken, Raya Denklaw, Grace Dickey, Claire Dielman, Kale Donahue, Peyton Ellman, Ava Fisher, Chase Flaherty, Jackson Flaherty, Emmeline Frieders, Jacob Gears, Aranza Gonzalez Garcia,
Olivia Goodell, Gwendolyn Hayden, Katie Cooker, Nathan Lynch, Bryn Malo, Zane McIntyre, Claire Olson, Elise Olson, Paige Opine, Tessa Peterson, Ireland Peterson, Natalie Rigelsberger, Mia Sanchez, Elsie Stottleman, Braden Swanson, Zach Thiesfeld, Joel Thurm, and Kayla Weiner. Please give these students a round of applause. Seniors, you can be seated. Those earning the highest grade point averages are recognized as salutatorian and valedictorian. There is fierce competition for these distinctions. This year, the salutatorian for the class of 2026 is Kayla Weiner. Please come forward to accept your recognition. Joining our salutatorian is this year's two valedictorians, Claire Olson and Joel Thurm. Congratulations to all three of you on achieving these highest honors. Ladies and gentlemen, our salutatorian and valedictorians for the class of 2026. It is tradition for our academic departments to recognize an outstanding senior for their accomplishments during their 4 years at Humboldt High School. Graduates, as I call your name and read the messages each department wrote, please come forward to accept your medallion. The Agriculture Education Award goes to Elsie Stottleman. Elsie has taken multiple agriculture courses during high school. In the classroom, it is no secret that Elsie strives for excellence and wants to understand everything. Her love for her pigs shows through and she is willing to educate those who have questions, help bridging the gap from farm to fork. Elsie also served as the FFA president this past year, where she has helped encourage ag students to get involved in FFA. Elsie has seen many successes in FFA contests, which reflects her learning within the agriculture classroom. Ladies and gentlemen, Elsie Stottleman. This year's Art Department Award recipient is Kendalyn Anderson. Kendalyn has shown tremendous drive and growth over the last year across three classes. She's always ready to experiment and push herself in the art making process. Kendalyn is also one of the first students to offer assistance with any tasks needed in the art room or to help her peers. Kendalyn has participated in the NCC Art Show twice, winning second place overall this year. She plans to attend Iowa Central Community College to expand her experience, primarily focusing on photography as a possible career. Ladies and gentlemen, Kendalyn Anderson. The Business Department Award goes to Carson Rubel. Carson consistently demonstrated a willingness to learn how to succeed in business. He successfully completed marketing, accounting, management, and entrepreneurship, demonstrated dependability and hard work. Carson went above and beyond in the classroom, taking ideas learned and applying them to his work and school community. There is no doubt that Carson will be a valuable member of the business community. We wish you the best in your future endeavors. Congratulations, Carson. The Engineering Award goes to Joel Thurm. Joel has completed all of the engineering courses offered at Humboldt High School. Those include engineering design, principles of engineering, digital electronics, and civil engineering and architecture. Joel has tremendous resolve and perseverance to challenging problems. Joel's unique personality is an asset when working with diverse groups. These attributes will serve him well as he studies engineering at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. Ladies and gentlemen, Joel Thurman. The 2026 Family and Consumer Sciences Award goes to Elise Olson. EC has taken many classes in the FCS department, including Intro to FCS, Child Development 1 and 2, Housing and Interior Design, Nutrition and Foods. In class, EC is a diligent student, making positive contributions that benefit her peers and the overall classroom environment. EC puts in the extra effort to complete tasks on time and complete them well. She makes sure that she works with those around her and includes everyone in the task at hand. Congratulations, EC. The Health Department Award is presented to Kinley Nillis, a senior who has demonstrated outstanding achievement and dedication. Through excellence in health coursework and a successful completion of an internship in the health field, Kinley has shown strong knowledge, professionalism, and a genuine passion for helping others. Kinley embodies the commitment, compassion, essential for making a positive impact in the health field. Congratulations, Kinley. The Instrumental Music Award goes to Kayla Weiner. Kayla has been an outstanding member of the Humboldt Band Program, participating in all state auditions, honor bands, jazz band, and solo and ensemble contests. She has shown strong musicianship and served as a positive leader through her involvement in the student leadership team. Kayla's dedication and leadership make her a truly deserving recipient of this award. The 2026 Industrial Technology Academic Excellence Award winner is Jack Guy. Through his tenure at HHS, Jack has enrolled in almost all the industrial technology courses that are offered here, as well as a diesel technology program at Iowa Central Community College. He is always willing to put in the work needed to excel both in his coursework and in projects. Congratulations, Jack. The Language Arts Department Award goes to Claire Olson for her willingness to achieve a high skill level in reading, writing, speaking, and listening, all the magic that is literature and language. Claire set a goal early on to achieve high-level skills by achieving A's in all of her English classes. Claire has demonstrated a love of literature continuously throughout her high school career. This love is also evident in her willingness to learn and develop in all areas of literacy. The Language Arts Department says, congratulations to Claire Olson. The Math Department Award goes to Joel Thurman. Joel has a natural aptitude for mathematical concepts and has been a joy to have in class. He quickly picks up new concepts and has a deep understanding of how concepts relate. He has challenged himself with advanced mathematics courses including college algebra, college trigonometry, college statistics, and AP calculus. Joel plans to study engineering at Washington University in St. Louis. Joel will excel and enjoy the challenges he encounters at WashU. Congratulations, Joel. There are many students who have demonstrated the exemplary qualities required to be considered for the Physical Education Department Award this year. For consideration of this award, the deserving student must go above and beyond to better not only themselves, but to have a positive impact on the others around them. It is with great pleasure that we as the High School Physical Education Department present this award to senior Cale Donahue. His His drive to improve his physical capabilities and become the best version of himself possible is apparent. He always brings enthusiasm in the room and elevates all people present. Kale has embraced everything thrown at him, and he has used it in a way to enhance his growth and development as an athlete, as a person. He has always been respectful and welcoming to anyone who has had the privilege of meeting him and demonstrated the character to younger Wildcats that they should strive to emulate. One of the most summative things I can say about Kale is that he has made Humboldt High School and the Humboldt Community School District a better place. Congratulations, Kale Donahue. The 2026 Science Department Award goes to Tessa Peterson. Tessa has taken more science courses than any other graduating senior, accelerating the rigorous courses of biology, AP biology, chemistry, AP chemistry, AP physics, human anatomy and physiology, 1 and 2. She exemplifies the nature of scientific inquiry by asking thoughtful questions, designing controlled investigations, and using evidence to support her findings. Her diligent work ethic and contagious drive for success will serve her well, as Tessa will be attending Clark University to study physical therapy in the fall. Please join me in congratulating Tessa Peterson. The Social Studies Department Award winner is Eva Fridolfsson. Eva is a shining example of what it takes to be an informed citizen in the world around her, as she has performed at the highest level in all of her social studies classes here at Humboldt High School. Eva has not only stayed current on the affairs that affect us locally, statewide, and at the national level, she has also gone above and beyond in her studies of the social sciences here at HHS. She has developed an interest in ongoing social issues and demonstrated a willingness and a desire to make a difference in our society. Eva has taken 7 social studies courses, including historical figures, minority studies, sociology, and AP government. All the courses have allowed Eva to broaden her knowledge of the social sciences and be prepared to be an outstanding citizen. Ladies and gentlemen, Eva Fridolfsson. For work ethic going above and beyond in vocal music program, with commitment and growth in vocal music, participation in concert chorale, vocal jazz, solo contest, hall state auditions, and leads in the fall musical, Alyssa Kinder is honored with the highest award vocal music can offer, the Vocal Department Award for Academic Excellence. She exemplifies the work ethic, musicianship, and the humility needed to grow not only in music, but also in life. Ladies and gentlemen, Alyssa Kinder. This year's World Language Award goes to a student who truly cares about learning. She recognizes that the classroom is a place to grow and uses every opportunity to improve her Spanish literacy skills. While Spanish is not new to her, she works hard to learn the nuances of grammar and spelling and also strives to learn new content well, such as geography, history, and cultural practices and perspectives of various Spanish-speaking communities. Her effort, attitude, and positive interactions with her make her stand out. Therefore, it is with great pleasure that we honor Mia Sanchez with this award. Congratulations, Mia. We hope that you will continue to utilize your Spanish skills in whatever endeavors you undertake in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, Mia Sanchez. Next, we have the Marvell Friest Award. This award originated over 70 years ago, following a tragic accident where a student passed away. Because Marvell Friest's classmates felt strongly about the high caliber of living and participation she exemplified, they initiated what has become an annual award for the top senior boy and girl. This award is based on scholarship, character, sportsmanship, and leadership. The faculty nominates by ballot, and the senior class votes for the top boy and girl. Their names will be added to the plaque that hangs in the high school cafeteria as a standard of excellence for all Humboldt High School students to follow. Our two Marvell Freest Award winners are Claire Olson and Joel Thurman. Ladies and gentlemen, our Marvell Freest Award winners for the class of 2026. Mr. Ryan O'Hearn will now present the Murray Sagow, Stan Jensen, and Lisa Brinkmeyer Awards.
The Humboldt Athletic Department is proud to present the next three awards. The Bernie Sagow, Stan Jensen, and Lisa Brinkmeyer Awards are three of the most prestigious and significant awards given out by the Humboldt Athletic Department. The Bernie Sagow Award is presented each year to the graduating student who best exemplifies a patriotic spirit with strong moral convictions, living and professing the qualities of honesty, integrity, and sportsmanship, believing that both games and life should be conducted by the rules. I'm proud to present the Bernie Sagow Award to Joel Thurm. The Stan Jensen Award was started by the Humboldt Athletic Booster Club and head coaches in memory of Stan Jensen. Mr. Jensen was a longtime supporter of the Humboldt Athletic Boosters and the athletics department. Mr. Jensen exemplified sportsmanship, quiet leadership, and a sense of Humboldt pride. Each year, this award is given to an athlete who demonstrates those qualities. I'm proud to present the Stan Jensen Award to Peyton Elman. The Lisa Brinkmeyer Award honors graduating female student athletes who have distinguished themselves throughout their high school careers in the areas of academic achievement, athletics excellence, service, and leadership. The Iowa High School Girls Athletic Union encourages each member school to honor its top graduating female student athlete whose experiences as a scholar, an athlete, and a leader in her school and community have influenced her life and empowered her to have a positive impact on others. I'm proud to present the Lisa Brinkmeyer Award to Ava Fisher.
Each year, two students are chosen to speak at the graduation ceremony. One is chosen by the faculty and one by the senior class. Our first speaker this afternoon is Joel Thurm. Joel is the son of Tracy and Jason Thurm. Joel has built an impressive record of involvement in his youth group, National Honor Society, Robotics, Skills USA, FCA Band, Student Senate, Cross Country, Baseball, and Speech. His wide range of interests reflects both his intellectual curiosity and a commitment to leadership. He is headed to Washington University in St. Louis to major in mechanical engineering.
It's often said that graduation is not an ending, but a new beginning. And I just think that's completely ridiculous. We celebrate the day, but it's still an ending. We go to all our classmates' parties, but it's still an ending. We give them gifts and ask about their future plans, but it remains an ending. We anticipate the future with hope and excitement, but it's still an ending. We look forward to the speech that Kate has been writing for years, while begging people to vote for her to speak, but regardless, graduation marks an ending. Today marks the shift from our childhood into adulthood, meaning that life is going to get real as many of us leave the comfort and security of our parents' homes to pursue our own career paths. This, however, is not a bad thing. It's the natural progression of our lives. Graduation shouldn't be spent mourning the end, but it should serve as a celebration of our past while we eagerly await our futures. About 4 years ago, I was getting ready to start high school, and I remember going to orientation terrified. You know me, you probably know how much I like to yap, but the first couple days of school were spent in near silence. After a few days, I had adjusted and settled in. Besides marking the years by Kate's concussions and other head injuries, there are a bunch of good memories that we made during our time in high school. On top of the first day of school, our freshman year was full of firsts. First time in the student section, first time playing in high school sports or activities, first homecoming, first time making it to state in football, first winter formal, first semester tests, and for quite a few of you, your first car accidents. Bryn, Peyton, Tristan, and probably quite a few more. By our sophomore year, we had all learned the ropes of high school, but a lot had changed when our school hired two new principals, with Mr. Sprague and Mrs. Goodnow. This was the school year that most of us turned 16, giving us more freedom to hang out with friends and go different places. With that new freedom, there were some mistakes made, but besides that, our sophomore year flew by very quickly. Then came the dreaded junior year. We had all heard the horror stories of Chem, Algebra 2, and LA 11, but we all managed to make it through titrations, logarithms, and even Macbeth. And I think for most of us, it was a really good year. Our football team saved the city and made it to the championship game. And we were upperclassmen now, so many of us took advantage of online classes, and lots of you guys got your chances to play varsity athletics. Personally, though, I've always been more of a JV guy. We had our junior prom, and after that, the year was pretty much wrapped up. Finally, we got to our senior year. It was very bittersweet, with some great memories mixed in with sad endings. Some of the highs included homecoming, the volleyball team saving the city, making it to the championship game in Coralville, and all of us deciding what we're going to do next year. However, every fun thing we did in high school was sad to say goodbye to. Between senior sunrise last fall and senior sunset on Wednesday, some of you played your instruments for the last time, competed in your last meet, gone to your last dance, or ran out to Baw Wid Baw on Mason Mock Field under the Friday night lights for the final time. Over the last 4 years, I have realized that the greatest part of high school is just the randomness of it all. I have a good story from this fall that really encompasses that in the best possible way. In AP Chemistry, there was a day when we didn't have very much to do, and Kate thought it'd be a good idea to make s'mores. Well, the rest of the class also thought that was going to be a good idea, so we gathered sticks, marshmallows, and pulled out the Bunsen burners. Just a few seconds into roasting the marshmallows over the flame, every fire alarm in the school started going off, and we rushed to turn off the burners, throw away the melting marshmallows, and go outside just to hear that it was all a drill and that we hadn't actually activated the alarms. Though our high school career is ending, and I will miss things like this, I remain excited and optimistic about the future. For the past 15 years, school has kind of determined what we do with our lives, but now we get to choose whatever path we want. Some of us will go to college, some pursue a trade, some will enter the workforce, and a brave few have decided in the military. It is now time for us to go out into the world and make our own lives while forging our own future. I'm going to leave you all with three final pieces of advice as we graduate. Number one, appreciate and notice the little things in life. There is so much good in the world that gets overshadowed by busyness, stress, and other distractions in our lives. But we need to remember to show gratitude. Remember to take your time to soak in life's moments as they turn into memories, because life is short. Doesn't seem like long ago, I was a little boy going to school at St. Mary's. That point in our lives, we were all really good at noticing the seemingly insignificant things. For example, I still remember most of the birthdays in my class from elementary school. Just this month, Jax was on May 9th, Samuel's the 13th, and today, the 17th, is Natalie Reigelsberger's birthday. Happy birthday, Natalie. This takes me to my second point. Tomorrow is my birthday, and for as long as I remember, my grandparents have given me a family-sized bag of candy, money, and a card. And every year, the same exact message is written on the card. It's a verse from Proverbs that reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths." The Bible also says that God has a plan for each of us and that it is good. I'm scared to graduate and leave the comfort of my home, but I can lean on God to guide me through life's up and downs with peace and strength. Finally, my last piece of advice, number three, love, humble, and cherish the memories you've made here. Humble may not seem very special from the outside. However, to me and to you, our town is much more than special. For many of us, it's all we've ever known, and it has been really good to us. Humble is a good school with good people and good classes and good teachers, all encompassed by a great community. Many of us will leave Humboldt in August, and lots will never return. But Humboldt will always remain our home. So, as we go our separate ways after graduation, remember, once a wildcat, always a wildcat. Thank you, congratulations on your graduation, and go Cats!
Thank you, Joel. Our next speaker is Kate Severs. Kate is the daughter of Ginger and Dave Severs. Kate is a four-year athlete in basketball and track, along with being an integral member to the cross-country speech teams and our fall musical. She's a member of the National Honor Society and Best Buddies. She's also been a freelance writer for the Humboldt Independent. Kate will major in kinesiology at Iowa State University in the fall. She then plans to attend chiropractic school soon after. Kate Severs.
Good afternoon to faculty, family, friends, and fellow graduates. I want to start off by saying my speech is completely different than Joel's, and I want to give an alternate perspective to graduation. If you know me and Joel, you know we usually contradict each other anyway, so this feels pretty on brand for us. Class of 2026, I want to say congratulations to all of you, and I'm honored to give the speech after months of begging you all to vote for me. Now, if you're expecting me to walk up here and say, "It felt like just yesterday, we were freshmen," or something like, "In the blink of an eye later, and now we're seniors," you are wrong, and this is not that kind of speech. We did do it, and I'm very proud of us. While looking back is sentimental and nostalgic, like my grandpa used to say, time marches on. We should all value our time together and the memories we've made in high school, which I'll talk about here shortly. But what happens after this? Some of you I may never see again. Some of you I'll see many times because mostly everyone from Humboldt goes to Iowa State. And some I'll only see at class reunions every so many years. I haven't made up my mind if I'm going or not, a party hosted by Joel Thurm? Not sure about that quite yet. I think it is important to remember that this is not just a moment to reflect, but a moment to progress. These next few years are fundamental to who we become as people, and I pray over all the different paths we are going to take, and I wish the best for each and every one of you, college or not. Our whole lives we have had instruction and guidelines. After today, the rest is up to you. That can be a scary thought, but I'd like for us to think of it as encouraging. This class has everything it takes to find success, make changes, and a real difference. So wherever life takes you next, I hope you carry a piece of this place and this grade with you. But what defines success? That answer is going to be different for all of us. In 20 years, I don't want to know who has the most money or who is insanely famous, even though we all saw how many times Peyton Elman was recognized on Senior Awards Night. What will become obvious is who followed their dream and did what they thought they couldn't do in their high school years. Senior year, success is to graduate. Junior year, success was to pass Mr. Lauder's Algebra 2 class. Sophomore year, maybe success was to be the top of the class or to make a varsity sport. And honestly, I forgot freshman year, but I bet my personal goal was to not be concussed by senior year. I think the key to success is to start before you are ready. I know graduation can be a very sad thought for some of us, and some of us aren't ready. But if we wait until we're ready, we'll be ready the rest of our lives. Looking back, I've always been one to plan and romanticize the future. In fifth grade, when I first came to the middle school, or when I first came to high school, I dreamt of high school. In my later high school years, I looked forward to college, my major, and the future ahead of me. With that being said, what will never come again is what made my Humboldt High School experience so special. Our grade has been known as the grade from fifth grade on. I remember it all like it was yesterday. I remember my first and only time getting kicked out of class, thank you to Mr. Hoig. I remember pretending to read Of Mice and Men in Mooney's class, Dr. Chow demonstrating his military-style push-ups, Mr. Wickett giving me my first duck, and Mrs. K being my favorite teacher of all time. Mrs. K, your handwriting is terrible. I also remember performing on stage with my best friends and competing in sports like my life depended on it. There'll be times in life where something reminds you of this school, this class, and this feeling. This day is about the memories, but also about the growth that shaped us. As I close, one thing I do want everyone to know from me, and this is if we spoke every day and you are one of my best friends, or if we've barely said a word to each other, I notice you, and I appreciate you being in my grade, and you have overall contributed to my high school experience as I hope I did yours. Something I also want everyone to know from me is that it was Joel that set off the fire alarm in the beginning of the school year. He was roasting marshmallows in AP Chem. I had nothing to do with it, and it wasn't a drill. I wondered, while writing this, what should be the best way to finish the speech. I beg you all to vote for me. What should be my last message to my senior class? I think the passage from Philippians 3:13 gives the best guidance for what we should all be striving for in this next chapter. Philippians 3:13 says, letting go of what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. I was blessed with a great class and am optimistic for what's ahead. Again, I am honored to speak and grateful to give a speech with the Joel Thurm. Go Cats!
Thank you, Kate. And now our Humboldt High School vocal jazz will sing The Irish Blessing under the direction of Mr. Benjamin Shavers. Thank you. At this time, I would like to present the class of 2026. Mr. Tate Saturn, Humboldt School Board President, and I do hereby certify that these senior students have met the graduation requirements of the Iowa Department of Education and the Humboldt School Board of Education. Presenting the diplomas this year are Mr. Tate Saturn. As each of the graduates' names are read, will the parents or guardians please stand to be recognized? As the students leave the stage, they will receive a blue-tipped white rose, which signifies the unity of this class. It also indicates that each class member will be going into the future to build on the foundation they received through the years at the Humboldt Community School District. Will the first row of graduates please rise and come forward to receive your diplomas? Kendallin Ray Anderson. Kiera Nicole Anderson. Obed Antonio. Sylvester Engelu Antonio Jr. Abigail Lee Armitage. Trevor Wayne Asvig. Noah Charles Axtell. Graham Richard Bakken. Martin Bernal. Michaela Grace Borman. Alexis Cabrera Lara. Juan David Camarena. Carson Ray Chambers. Rachel Chen. Spencer Michael Coleman. Wesley Brennan Cox. Zachary David Coyle. Valley Joseph Davis. Landon Anthony Denclaw. Raya Matei Denclaw. Ava Marie Dietrich. Grace Catherine Dickey. Claire Marie Dielman. Kale Corey Donahue. Cyrus Juquan Douglas. Charlie Ray Dudney. Caden Robert Edge. Peyton Karen Elman. Skylar Faith Engel. Aiden Michael Fiango. Yeah, Ava Jean Fisher. Chase Daniel Flaherty. Jackson Edward Flaherty. Jeray Flom. Taylor Maureen Fouchround. Dylan Jason Frieders. Emmeline Joe Frieders. Eva Gabriella Katrina Fridolfsson. Adeline Sue Fuller. Jacob Richard Gears. Aranza Angelique Gonzalez Garcia. Olivia K. Goodell. Jack Conrad Guy. Camden Wayne Hager. Samuel Charles Halverson. Isaiah Joseph Hamilton Flores. Turner Garrett Hansen. Cameron Lynn Hannes. Gwendolyn Kate Hayden. Jonathan Lee Hayden. Jacob William Heginger. Emily Henricks. Serenity Pauline Hutchinson. Sadie Murari Juarez Amaya. Alyssa Michelle Kinder. Sam Ray Knight. Katie Lee Cooker. Jordan Ann Larvey. Miles Lauby. Tyler Michael Lawrence. Charles David Lechner. Destiny Lynn Little. Elena Adelina Lopez Marino. Griselda Lopez Mexicanos. Nathan James Lynch. Gracie Elizabeth Lyon. Bryn Marie Malo. Zane Joshua McIntyre. Mariah Ann Meyer. Natalia May Maris. Hayden Edward Metzger. Kinley Elizabeth Nillis. Ian Akinsley Olmos. Claire Michelle Olson. Elise Corinne Olson. Paige Savannah Opine. Angel Armando Corona Lopez. Arlie Manuel Oseguera Castro. Tessa Noelle Peterson. Ireland Grace Peterson. Kiana Cara Reitz. Natalie Ann Rigelsberger. Kiera Elizabeth Rickless. Kennedy Ann Robinson. Rodney Conrad Robinson III. Carson James Rogers. Nathan Daniel Rowe. Carson Allen Rubel. Amelia Marie Ruby. Angel Rulis. Mia Alexani Sanchez. Reina Ione Santos. Mia Grace Schluter. Isabel Christine Shakey. Kate Rebecca Severs. Annabelle Honora Smith. Isabel Riley Smith. Elsie K. Stodman. Tristan Allen Strait. Braden John Swanson. Keaton Lee Taylor. Zach Ryan Thiesfeld. Joel James Thurm. Amy Sue Tilton. Fiona Elise Tinkin. Nolan Stephen Townsend. Kayla Helen Weiner. Kendall Janae Works. And Summer Lynn Zweifel. Senior class, on behalf of the Humboldt School Board of Education, administration, staff, and students that you leave behind, I thank you for the memories and wish you well. Remember that you will always be a Wildcat, and you are always welcome here. Once a Wildcat, always a Wildcat. Now the part we've all been waiting for. Seniors, you've completed the graduation requirements of Humboldt High School and all other requirements set forth by the Humboldt Community School Board of Education. It is my great honor to pronounce you graduates and confer upon you all the rights and privileges as alumni of Humboldt High School. You may now turn your tassels from right to left. Congratulations. Graduates, you can pick up your caps and then grab a seat for just a second. Now, graduates, you've gotten to know me for 3 years, so you know I've got one more message for you, but I'm going to keep it short. It's a simple poem by Rudyard Kipling, and it's titled, If. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good or talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, and if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life for broken, and stoop and build them up with worn out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word of the says to them, hurt you, or walk with kings, or lose the common touch. If neither foe nor loving friend can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 sevenths worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that is in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Graduates, keep your composure when all around you cannot. Remain humble throughout your lives. When you are faced with insurmountable challenges, persevere, for it's your opportunity to practice resilience. Seek balance, but forever be a person of integrity. If you can do that, you will have far exceeded all of our expectations. Thank you for being amazing Wildcats. We ask as a courtesy that everyone remain seated until our graduates have left. The graduates will head to the media center to receive their graduation packets. Ladies and gentlemen, family and friends, I present to you the graduating class and now alumni of Humboldt High School.
You've been listening to the 2026 Commencement and Graduation Ceremony of the Humboldt High School on KHBT 977 The Bolt. Brought to you by the following businesses: Jergens Body and Alignment, Ag Parts, Floral Creations, Hog Slat, North Central Title Company, Corn Belt Power Cooperative, Abens Marty Current Agency, Wally's Ironworks, Fairway, Humboldt Mutual Insurance, Farmers Co-op in Audison, Chantlin MHS, John's Ag Service, Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, John's Napa Auto Parts, High Capacity, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, and KHBT. Thank you for listening.